我们永生并不是等我们死了才开始。
Eternal life begins the day you're born again.
就永生是当你重生的那天就开始了。
Because eternal life is a qualitative reality, not just a quantitative one.
因为永生呢，它讲的就是这个你的生命的一个品质。
There is a quality of life.
这个生命的品质
not just a quantity that it goes on forever,
而不是讲到说那个将来永永远远的那个生命。
If you will sow to your friendship with the Holy Spirit now,
如果你现在就来在这个你跟圣灵的这个情谊上来撒种的话，
you will experience life in your emotions in this life.
那么你的情感你在今生你就能够来感受得到。
What does life in our emotions look like?
那么你的情感得到的生命是什么样子呢？
It's the passage just before Galatians 6.
那么就是在这个加拉太书六章前面之前。
Galatians 5:22.
在五章二十二节。
Love, joy, peace, and patience.
就是讲到这个仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐。
The nine fruit of the Spirit.
就是圣灵的九果。
That's the description of life, the life of God on our emotions.
就讲到这个圣灵在我们生命当中那个生命。
Though we may value love.
我们那个看重这个仁爱。
Emotionally, we cannot receive or give love in the way God ordained us if our emotions are filled with corruption.
那如果我们的心里面呢，却有很多的这样的败坏的话呢，我们就没有办法把神所要给我们的爱能够彰显出来。
A man or a woman that has large amounts of anger and bitterness and defensiveness, they cannot feel nor give love in the way they're ordained to, even as a believer.
就一个人即使他是个信徒但如果他心中充满的是苦毒怨恨的话呢他就没有办法感受爱也没有办法把爱给出去。
Everybody that loves God values love.
每一位爱神的人他都能够看重这个爱。
But I want to experience it, not just value it.
但我需要能够来经历它而不只是单单看重它。
And the only possible way is if we sow to the Spirit, we reap life in our emotions, which is love.
那唯一的方法呢，就是我们要在顺着这个圣灵来撒种，我们才能够收这个永生。
Are you sowing to your relationship to the Holy Spirit?
那么你是不是在你和圣灵的这个关系上面在撒种呢
？And if you are, then you will have more life touching your mind and your emotions.
如果是的话呢，你就会有更多这样的神的生命呢，来触摸你的心思意念。
The language of the mind and the spirit is images.
那么神给我们说话呢常是用一个图像
Whatever image we set before our mind
就是我们眼睛所看的这些影像呢
Whether it's good or bad
不管它是好坏
That is what our spirit opens up to
就是我们的灵呢就是向它打开
Like when you think of something you think of it as an image
那么你不管你想到什么呢就像一个图像一样
If I say an apple all sudden